Chapter 31. Murphy went back into the interrogation room. 20 minutes later, I came in and shut the door behind me. The room was simple and small. A table sat in the middle with two chairs on each side. There was no long two-way mirror on the wall. Instead, a small security camera perched up high in one corner of the ceiling. Binder sat on the far side of the table. His face had a couple of bruises on it, along with an assortment of small cuts with dark scabs. His odd green eyes were narrowed in annoyance. A foot-long hoagie sat on the table in front of him, its paper wrapper partially undone. He'd have been able to reach it easily if he could have moved his arms. They were cuffed to the arms of the chair. A handcuff key rested centered on the edge of Murphy's side of the table in front of her chair. I had to suppress a smile. "Bloody priceless," Binder said to Murphy as I entered. "Now you bring this, wanker. It's police torture is what it is. My solicitor will swallow you whole and spit out the bones." Murphy sat down at the table across from Binder, folded her hands, and sat in complete silence, spearing him with an unfriendly stare. Binder sneered at her, and then at me, presumably so I wouldn't feel left out. "Oh, I get this now," he said. "Good cop, bad cop, is it?" He looked at me. "Stone cold bitch here makes me sit for bloody hours in this chair to soften me up. Then you come in here, polite and sympathetic as you please, and I buckle under the stress, yeah?" He settled more comfortably into the chair, somehow conveying an insult with the motion. "Fine, Dresden," he said. "Knock yourself out. Good cop me." I looked at him for a second. Then I made a fist and slugged his smug face hard enough to knock him over backward in the chair. He just lay there for a minute, on his side, blinking tears out of his eyes. Blood trickled from one nostril. One of his shoes had come off in the fall. I stood over him and glanced at my hand. It hurts to punch people in the face. Not as much as it hurts to get punched in the face, granted, but you know you've done it. My knuckles must have grazed his teeth. They'd lost a little skin. "Don't give me this lawyer crap, Binder," I said. "We both know the cops can't hold you for long, but we also both know that you can't play the system against us, either. You aren't an upstanding member of the community. You're a hired gun, wanted for questioning in 12 countries. He looked up at me with a snarl. "Think you're a hard man, do you?" I glanced at Murphy. Should I answer that one or just kick him in the balls?
"Seeing is believing," Murphy said.
"True." I turned to Binder and drew back my foot.
"Bloody hell," Binder barked. "There's a bloody camera watching your every move. You think you won't get dragged off for this?"
An intercom on the wall near the camera clicked and buzzed.
"He's got a point," said Rollins's voice. "I can't see it all from here. Move him a couple of feet to the left and give me about 30 more seconds before you start on his nads. I'm making popcorn."
"Sure," I said, giving the camera a thumbs up. Odds were good that it would fold if I was in the room for any length of time, but we'd made our point.